And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. 24 philosophy professors just did what academics rarely do anymore. They told the truth. Filing a brief for the Supreme Court defending Idaho and West Virginia's laws protecting girls' sports, these scholars from Oxford, Notre Dame, and other universities explain what everyone knows, but a few will actually say out loud, and that's that men are men and women are women, and pretending otherwise destroys female athletics. Speaking of institutional corruption, the Italian Catholic Church just voted overwhelmingly to recognize homosexual and transgender identities, with 81% of bishops supporting this apostasy. They're not just tolerating sin anymore, they're actually celebrating it. And while Western civilization commits suicide, Canada continues to write checks to its executioner. Since 2015, they've sent $109 million to communist China for suitable development and gender equality. At least Cracker Barrel, I think, figured out that going woke means going broke. Eventually, the CEO recently admitted that they reversed their logo change after massive customer backlash. If you remember, a couple of months ago, they tried removing Uncle Herschel from their branding to appear more modern. Got their customers actually like tradition. Their stock prices tanked, customers revolted, and suddenly their old logo looked pretty good to them again. The CEO says they could have done a better job communicating. Here's the better communication. Stop trying to fix what's not broken. California's latest assault on privacy comes disguised as child protection. Their new Protecting Our Kids from Social Media Addiction Act, that's a mouthful, but it requires age verification systems that privacy advocates warn will force everyone to hand over government ID just to go online. The Attorney General is developing regulations that could expose Californians to unprecedented data collection and profiling. NetChoice is already suing, arguing that it violates the First Amendment by requiring people to surrender personal documentation to engage in lawful online speech. The sex education industrial complex continues to lie about its real agenda. The Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States was founded with Playboy money and pedophile sympathies, and claims more sex ed means fewer teen pregnancies. Yet the states of Idaho, Wyoming, and Florida all have teen birth rates below the national average, while earning Fs from CICAs for limiting classroom grooming. Japan just approved over-the-counter abortion pills while their population collapses. The country lost 900,000 people this year alone, yet their solution is making it easier to prevent births. These morning-after pills don't just prevent pregnancy, they destroy already conceived humans by preventing implantation. That's like lighting a fire with gas. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.